when service stations in Algeria stopped providing leaded petrol in July, the use of the toxic fuel ended globally, eliminating a major threat to human and planetary health. Speaking to reporters at a recent virtual briefing, government officials and climate activists hailed the move, terming it a historical milestone for human health and environmental protection. Inga Anderson is the executive director of the UN's Environmental Programme, or UNEP.
Leaded fuel illustrates, in a nutshell, the kind of mistakes that humanity has been making at every level of our societies, the kind of mistakes that have brought us to the triple planetary crisis, the crisis of climate change, the crisis of biodiversity loss, and the crisis of pollution.
She says that since 1922, the use of tetraethyl lead as a petrol additive to improve engine performance has been a catastrophe for the environment and public health. By the 1970s, almost all petrol produced around the world contained lead. When UNEP began its campaign to eliminate lead in petrol in 2002, it was considered to be one of the most serious environmental threats to human health. Anderson, who is also a Danish economist and environmentalist, gave more details.
But in the global response to leaded fuel, it shows that humanity can learn from and fix mistakes that we've made. We got here with the cooperation of over 75 members of this partnership, including governments and industry and international organizations and independent experts. We got here through a campaign to eliminate the use of leaded fuels in 86 countries. Now, this wasn't easy. We had to overcome resistance from companies producing the lead additive.
Scientists say leaded petrol causes heart disease, stroke, and cancer. It also affects the development of the human brain. Children, in particular, are vulnerable to lead exposure, with the studies linking its use to lower IQs. Mike Walsh is an international clean vehicles expert.
By the 1970s, two concerns were growing quite rapidly. One, there were a number of studies that showed that children, especially young children, were especially vulnerable. Their IQ and their behavior was strongly influenced by their exposure to lead, and lead in gasoline was the largest source of exposure.
It's estimated that the ban on the use of leaded petrol has prevented more than 1 million premature deaths per year, increased IQ points among children, and decreased crime rates. The UN says while many countries have already begun transitioning to electric cars, 1.2 billion new vehicles will hit the road in the coming decades, the majority of which will use fossil fuels, especially in developing countries. This includes millions of poor quality used vehicles exported from Europe, the United States, and Japan to mid and low income countries. Luke Gnakaja is former Environment Minister of Benin and a former Executive Secretary of the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification.
It is projected that in the next decade, the number of light duty vehicles in Africa will triple and the demand of oil will double. African governments are contemplating the adoption and enforcement of minimum standards to ensure that used vehicles imported in Africa meet the minimum environment and safety requirements, some of them known as Euro 4.
By the 1980s, most high-income countries had prohibited the use of leaded petrol, yet as late as 2002, it was still in use in almost all low- and middle-income countries. In 2006, the first major success was achieved. Sub-Saharan Africa went unleaded. The last country to switch was Algeria in July 2021. But while the world has now eliminated the largest source of lead pollution, some say urgent action is still needed to stop lead pollution from other sources such as lead in paints, leaded batteries, and lead in household items. Ruben Chama, VOA News, Nairobi.